interest in science came primarily probably through the fact that my father was a high school physics teacher. And so he had his textbooks lying around the house, and I would open them and look at the pictures. I remember when I was about, 7, 8 years old, he was pretty disgusted with the grade 10 physics exam. He thought it was far too easy. So he gave it to me, and I got 33% on it, which I thought was pretty good. Why they're interesting, just personal predilection, I guess. Maybe my theological upbringing, my interests in ultimate questions, that's been there ever since I've been teenager or pre-teenager. So, you know, questions about the nature of the universe, questions about the nature of time, questions about, you know, they've been concentrated into questions, for example, of black holes. What is a black hole? How does it behave? Hawking discovered the fact that black holes evaporate, emit thermal radiation. What in the world is that radiation? What's causing it? Where is it created? So that was one of the things that fascinated me right from the beginning. I mean, is this prediction really right? Is there some way in which we can test that? Matter to who? I mean, one of the things that we want to do as human people is to understand a little bit of the world that's around us. Understand in all kinds of ways how do various things in science link with each other. One of the astonishing things about theoretical physics in about the last 30 years, I would say, is that there's become a unification of techniques where techniques which are used in one area suddenly become applicable in totally different areas. There are these real deep commonalities between things that one would at the first sight regard as absolutely and totally different from each other. Quantum computing is an area that has grown up over the last 10 years, and one of the interesting things is that a number of people in the field of quantum computing, including Ray Laflamme at the Institute here, got their start in quantum gravity and area, you know, what in the world does quantum gravity have to do with quantum computing? And yet the way in which one thinks about things in quantum gravity turned out to be extremely fruitful in carrying that over into thinking about how these quantum systems work that one can use as a computer. Well, if you find it boring, don't go into it. If you find it interesting, go after it. I think in life, one of the most important, you know, perhaps I've been lucky, but one of the most important thing is to try and do things that you're interested in. Getting yourself stuck in something that's going to pay well, but you know, you really deep down find it boring, is not going to lead to a very satisfying life. You know, unless you really love racing around in Ferraris and so forth, and that's your whole goal in life. But I think most people, that isn't their goal, and then making sure that they get themselves involved in something that excites them, something that interests them, is a good way to go.